Are you a weather geek? Do you love taking measurements of the snow in your backyard and then posting that on social media? Well, the National Weather Service could use your help. Interlochen Public Radio's Kayla Fond tells you how.
When driving even a short distance through northern Michigan in the winter, the weather can feel contradictory.
And anybody in lake effect snow country, again, knows that it could be snowing to beat the band and you pick up a foot. Meanwhile, 5 miles down the road, they got a couple inches or a dusting.
That's Keith Berger, the observing programs leader at the National Weather Service in Gaylord. It's their job to keep track of how much snow is falling and where, but that can be difficult when it's so patchy.
We have some good weather data in northern Michigan in the bigger towns, in Sault Ste. Marie and Traverse City and Alpena and Houghton Lake, but there's a whole lot of land in between there.
To help fill in the gaps, the National Weather Service relies on an organization known as the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, or CoCoRAS for short. It's a nationwide network of over 10,000 volunteers that measure and report rain and snow at their locations. Matt Gillen, a meteorologist, says tracking snow in your backyard can be done with just a few basic tools.
You need a ruler or yardstick or something like that. And you need a snowboard.
He doesn't mean the kind of snowboard you take down a hill. He means a flat, light-colored surface, like a piece of plastic or plywood painted white. Something for snow to collect on until you measure its depth. After you measure, you clear the board off and put it back on top of the snow so it's ready for the next snowfall. Depending on how fluffy it is, an inch of snow usually melts into much less than an inch of water. Scientists need to know exactly how much water that snow depth translates to, so you'll also need to collect your snow in a rain gauge. All CoCoRAS observers use the same one, available online for less than $25.
And you'd let the snow fall into this 8-inch, into the cylinder. You'd bring it inside, you'd run it under some warm water, get it to melt. It's got a nice ruler there on the side, and you'd be able to tell what your snowfall equated to in a liquid equivalent.
Keith Berger says observers then log into the CoCoRAS website and report their data.
And they're real good at giving you instant gratification because you can see right on the map, oh, there's my measurement, and it color codes your precipitation. You can see what your neighbors got. You can see what the people in the next town over got.
There's supposed to be a little more precipitation than usual this winter, so there should be plenty of snow to measure. If that sounds like fun to you, visit CoCoRAS.org to sign up. That's CoCoRAS.org. You can also find a link to the website at IPRnews.org. I'm Kay LaFond.
That story comes to us from Points North, a weekly show from Interlochen Public Radio. You can catch past episodes of the show by going to pointsnorthradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.